Jess Jackson cast a long, sometimes contentious shadow across California's wine industry. The one-time Berkeley policeman and successful lawyer turned vintner now has his personal story told in a new biography.
Jess Jackson was a game changer. He did for wine what a Steve Jobs did for computers or Jeff Bezos is doing for books or two books and retail. He broke the mold. He broke the rules. He remade the rules and was an innovator. But it's his story that really intrigued me, a quintessential American success story.
Ed Humes, formerly a Pulitzer Prize-winning reporter with the Orange County Register, and now the author of more than a dozen nonfiction books, came to this project, his first biography, with scant knowledge of the wine business. In that, he reflects, he was not unlike his subject.
He had a steep learning curve, but he made a study early on of what the opportunities were in the California wine market, and he saw this niche for a premium but affordable wine, and that was his goal, was to try and make a $20 bottle of wine that cost $10.
That, of course, became the signature Kendall Jackson Vintner's Reserve Chardonnay, the blended varietal that remade Jackson's fortune and a product that defied conventional wine business practices. It was, Hume suggests, a dramatic yet typical example of Jackson's contrarian nature.
It was one of his strong suits. He wasn't bound by conventional wisdom. He liked trying fresh approaches and changing things up. You know, when everybody else was selling because the economy was down or the grape price was down, they were selling their wine growing real estate, he was buying it up, which is why Kendall Jackson has some real crown jewels of vineyard land now in California. You know, he would do the opposite, and a lot of times that paid off.
Jackson's willfulness was only one aspect of a complex personality, Humes adds, which helps explain his success across the spectrum of winemaking and marketing.
He worked at both ends of it. I mean, he has this incredibly successful category of consumer wines, you know, in the $10 to $20 bottle range, but he was also a leader in the really high-end winemaking out of Sonoma County, you know, the $100 and $200 and even $500 a bottle wine. So he had rivalries and partnerships up and down the industry.
But much as he loved fine wines, Jackson had no illusions about being a winemaker himself.
The first wine he made, which he made at home, it was so bad and so infested with insects, they called it the gnat wine. So he never represented himself as a winemaker. He felt like his palate was a consumer's palate. And he made no bones about it. And that's how he made his fortune, catering to that market. But he also really respected and was passionate about the finer wines.
Jess Jackson died in April 2011, several years after he retired from his day-to-day involvement with the winery he founded almost 30 years earlier. But when Humes began work on this new book, the title is A Man and His Mountain, The Everyman Who Created Kendall Jackson and Became America's Greatest Wine Entrepreneur, it was with Jackson's full support and participation.
After our initial round of interviews and visits, both with him and his family, then I was on his calendar for a weekly call where I'd keep filling in the gaps in the story that I needed to ask him about. It was the one time I was on the weekly calendar of a billionaire, which was kind of cool.
Even so, Hume says he retained full editorial control over the project, which is just now seeing its official release. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.